still described himself, I am the very chiefest of sinners, because the load and burden of sin that is there. Do you have any friends that have that kind of feeling about their own self-worth because of their sins? If you do, there's a prospect. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. And when you find one laboring under this burden of sin, he's a potential one. And Jesus said in chapter 11, verse 5, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and listen, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. I hate to say this about ourselves, but we begin to think of a good prospect to somebody that's sort of like me. I'm a middle-class, white, Anglo-Saxon Protestant. And I want to convert people like me. And who did Jesus say to be the ones most likely to hear the gospel? The poor are going to hear the gospel. Those that are broken and under the burden of the sin. We've got to quit thinking that we're going to be in suburbia all the time when we're taking the gospel. We might have to go to the inner cities of places like Akron and Indianapolis and talk to the people that are there wallowing under the burden of sin and say, Jesus wants you to be saved. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus said he would give us rest. They are the bruised reeds and the smoking flaxes of our time, and we need to take the gospel to them. I think about some of the people to whom Jesus took the gospel, and I ask myself, would I have been a pretty good person to preach to them? Jesus goes up from Jerusalem through the little village of Samaria, and he gets there about dinner time, and the disciples go into the town to get something to eat, and a woman comes out to get water for her family. And he asked her for a drink. Do you remember this story? I want a drink. You said, are you asking a drink of me when you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans? And you can hear the little barb that is in her words. I got you right where I want you, because you're having to ask of me, a Jew asking of me something. And Jesus said, if you knew who was talking to you, you'd be interested in the living water, and which if a person will drink of it, he won't have to ever thirst again. And she's thinking about that water pot that she has to carry, come out here and get her family water. I wish I could find some of that living water so that I don't have to come out here and drag these water pops back to my family every day as part of a burdensome task. And Jesus then begins to talk to her about this water. She said, sir, give me this water. I thought that's what Jesus was asking of her. Just a few minutes before, he wanted a drink, and now she's wanting a drink. Give me of this water so that if I drink, I'll never thirst again. He said, go and call your husband and come hither. And the woman said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said that thou hast no husband, for you've had five husbands, and the one you're living with today is not your husband. Now suppose you were working with somebody on the job that had been married five times and was living with somebody they wasn't even married to. Would you waste your time talking to them about that? That's a pretty uncomfortable question, isn't it? Because we just sort of come across and say, they're not interested in the gospel. And Jesus took that woman and talked to her about her soul. Now, she was a bit evasive herself. She's feeling the heat of the conversation that he already knows about my life, and it's not been so pretty so far. And so she changed the subject. I perceive you're a prophet. The Jews say, now, you ought to worship down at Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And we Samaritans worship over here in Mount Gerizim. Which one is right? Part of what she's saying is, I don't want to talk about my family life anymore. But it's not so pretty. But Jesus turns and says to her about worship. He said, woman, believe me. The hour is coming when ye shall neither in this mountain or yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. What did I say about her worship system on Samaria? It's not going to take you to heaven. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such doth the Father seek to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And all of a sudden, she can see from her answer, the answer. Well, I know that the Messiah is going to come. When he's come, he will tell us all things. Now, this is very early in Jesus' ministry. Whatever he's telling his disciples, don't